Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Drunken Rants. I got a beer with me, this Guinness Extra Stout. You know, dark as dark can be. And we're going to be talking a couple things. First thing I want to talk about is something that's been on my mind for a little while, since we did talk about the whole Summer Games Fest deal. So, Summer Games Fest, it's pretty much on the last part. We got the Xbox thing tomorrow. I don't know if there's going to be some big Hollow Knight announcement that a lot of people are saying is going to happen. It seems like they're just going to play Black Ops 6, which makes sense because that's a big money maker for them. And that's pretty much going to be it. Of course, we have the PC Game Show with 70 games. Hit or miss. You say 70 games, but some of that might be crap I'm not even halfway interested in. All I know is there's a couple games coming out I am interested in, like Angerfoot and... I mean, a few on the Wholesome. I watched the Wholesome, and there were a couple Wholesome games that I was like, okay, cool, I'll play that. That kind of looks fun. But one thing I noticed from the Wholesome Game Show alone is one person, or a husband and wife, or a family, is making their own game. And when I say game, I'm not meaning like, you know, some... Like, there's nothing against 8-bit games or simplistic games, but we're talking games that are what you would kind of consider a major budget. And I know that they didn't spend a ton of money on these games, but they're making the equivalent of a studio that had several people and was able to spend all kinds of money on their game. So, like, this is many people's very first game, and they're doing some really awesome things with it. So, you know, like I said, I'm really interested in the future of this whole, this hobby in general, guys. Because more people are getting into gaming, and gaming is easier for people to actually get into the development process now. It's not like it was 20 years ago where you needed a team of people and all kinds of programming knowledge and things. I mean, all that is still necessary, but it's so much easier for people to go in there and make a game and, you know, take their stab at it. Like Jeff Keighley was talking about, like, one person made this game, one person made that game, you know. So you still have small teams that are making these games with just a couple of people. And sometimes gamers can be really, really bad about it, you know. And I'm not saying gamers is a derogatory term, I mean gamers in general. I think that some games, some of these small teams that take a long, long time to develop something are being a little rushed. Like, for instance, the Power Rangers dev, Digital Eclipse. I don't know how many people are in there, but there was somebody saying, hey, can you do the Zeo game? Can you do the Thunder? I'm like, I'd love to see all those. That would be great. But someone said, calm down. Let them go ahead and finish this one first. Like, see how well that does, test the waters, and then maybe we can go on to the Thunder Rangers and the Zeo and the Light Force and all that kind of stuff. Because a lot of people do want to see those. Like, they are hardcore Power Rangers fans that have followed them for many, many years. Now, of course, I stopped, for those of you who actually give a shit, I stopped Power Rangers around... after In Space, around Lost Galaxy, that's where I stopped. And, of course, Galaxy Ranger was the plant-themed Sentai. So, yes, there was a plant-themed Sentai, and they turned it into Lost Galaxy. But, Power Rangers followed the Sentai for a very, very, very long time. And a lot of people want all that covered. And it would take years if the games even do that well. They could milk DLCs, but I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, even the Power Rangers games themselves, and we're talking about the Pixel games. The Pixel games didn't go no further than Car Ranger. Like, that's it. We had Zeo Battle Racers, and then we had a Car Ranger game, which never actually got released in America. And it wasn't a bad game. It was an action platformer game, and it was pretty decent. But it never got released in America. I have played it. It's fun. Like, it's not like the Fighting Edition and the Zeo Battle Racers, which is a really good idea. But then after that, the Rangers kind of started embracing the Game Boy Advance, and you had hit or miss titles there. And a lot of stuff that's just really not that great, not that memorable. I've looked at some of it. I've played some of it. I've got some of it on my little... whatever that console X thing. But yeah, I've played some of them. I've looked at them, and I'm like, yeah, like, this had the right idea. But for me, like, Power Rangers, as far as the best games, would be the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'm not talking about the Sega one. That was interesting. But I'm talking about the Super Nintendo one that Konami did. And, of course, the movie game, which was kind of like a full-on sequel to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game. They were both really great games, and I played the heck out of them. I think they're really good just from action platformer standards in general. They're fun games. Okay. How do I do this now? Oh. I'm trying to figure out how I do. Oh, okay. Do you have to build up speed or something? Alright, hold on, guys. Let me figure this out. Can I use my axe to chop that down? No, I can't. Alright, so they're making that a puzzle. There we go. Alright, that's cool. Oh, this is an RPG. Really? Okay, well, I mean, play an RPG. Okay, anyway, guys, what I was saying is, yeah, those Power Ranger games are pretty great. And it's good to see them coming back. You know, and it's a small team that's working on that. I assume Digital Eclipse is small. I might be wrong on that. Somebody can correct me if they want to. But I don't think I'm wrong on that. I think they did make Streets of Rage 4, though, so I'm not real sure. But it is the team for the job. So if they hired the Streets of Rage 4 people to make the Power Rangers game, they're probably going to do a damn good job with it. Because that Streets of Rage 4 was really good. It'll be much better than the one that Sega's doing. I just don't think that Streets of Rage is going to work as far as, you know, as far as the, hold on, there we go, there we go. This is kind of neat. Can't use her axe. But, yeah. As far as the gameplay goes, I think it'll be good. But yeah, guys, a lot of people are upset because they're like, oh, there's no Capcom, there's no, well, I mean, there was Capcom. They did their Monster Hunter, and people are like, I want Mega Man, I want Dino Crisis, I want, you know, this game and that game, and of course, they're just upset that there weren't that many big games in general. As I said, most of the show was indie. And there's a reason for that. And Jeff Keighley is trying to talk sense into these people. He's like, look, this is the future of gaming. I mean, he even said it's been a very rough year for gaming. Why? You know, I've talked to people that have more experience in this than me. And they are not just... like, a lot of people think that we're having a collapse in gaming, right? And they're not just collapsing this whole thing to destroy gaming. That's stupid. What they are doing is they are consolidating these studios so that there's only a few large studios making, you know, certain games and franchise games. And of course, there's going to be a majority of indie developers and indie studios. You've got people from every part of the world making games now. Every part of the world. And that should mean something. Like, it doesn't matter where you come from, somebody's making a game there. And that's neat. It may not be the best game in the world, but some of them are turning out fairly interesting. And that says a lot. So even if you're coming from a place that's not very wealthy in terms of just the, you know, like, maybe you're, I don't know, like a bum in India or something. There's people that are making games out there that look really good and might actually make them some money worldwide. So they're not such a bum in India anymore. So they, you know, at a higher caste, because I know they have a caste system over there. So I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm not Indian. But I do know that this is not going to stop. People are going to continue to make these kinds of games as long as there's a market for them. Okay, so this Flute Cop is gonna die. Now Axe Cop might die. I don't know. I didn't know this was gonna be an RPG, but man. Tell me this isn't gonna be harder than Demon's Roots. Alright, choose a stat to increase. HP, because it needs it. Power! Learn a new move. Okay. Okay, I can see. I can switch from Axe Cop to Flute Cop. It's not too bad. Let's see. You can use drinks such as sodas or freezies. Well, I might need that then. I got soda. That's all I got. It doesn't look like I can... Yeah, I can do that. Yay, I got some sodas. This is an interesting little area, I'll say that. You're fighting dinosaurs here. Seems like that closed something. I guess the song I played doesn't do anything else. Oh shit. Remember, Triceratops are tough. Yeah, Triceratops will charge. Yeah, this little game, I don't know who made it, but it's not too bad, right? Okay.
Nope, we can't get up there either. Alright. It's all about the music notes. You can't go up there. Bizarre, ain't it? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, got a little distracted, but yeah, you guys get what I'm saying. Everybody can make a game now, like everybody, and that changes things. That changes everything. That means that the person that may design the next Resident Evil, the next Mega Man, the next Castlevania, the next God of War, like, you name it. It might not be some big studio. Like, we already saw who designed Metroid Dread, right? It was a Spanish studio. They designed it. Now, they didn't have the greatest... I mean, it's still got to get its kinks worked out. They didn't have the greatest working environment. We did discuss that. But it was a Spanish studio that did the Metroid Dread game for Nintendo. And I think we're going to see more independent development studios working on some of these larger franchises. So I don't exactly know what the outcome of that's going to be. But eventually you're going to have the point where these studios start. And I think it will happen. Some people think it won't, but I think it will. I think they will actually give some of their franchises... to these smaller studios. So maybe you wanted to make a Resident Evil, but from like a hood perspective, right? Like, you're a black man, you grew up in the hood, and you're like, man, there's nothing worse than, I mean, having zombies running around in the hood, right? So when they did Resident Evil in Raccoon City, they didn't really explain what it would be like having to deal with zombies in that hood situation. So, you understand the hood way better than anybody from Japan, and way better than, like, just a lot of people in general, because you grew up in it. You know all about it. So, you've got to design this Resident Evil in this south side of town, this bad side of town, rough area. And that's you. You get to make that experience. And again, it might not be as groundbreaking, but it'll be interesting because it's another experience, you know. And a lot of people say, well, yeah, but isn't that how we start getting more crap games? And that's not necessarily true. Yes, we have a lot more diversity stuff being pushed and all that, with Sweet Baby Inc. and all that kind of thing. That is true, and that was only going to happen when indie gaming became a bigger thing, because when anybody can design games, then of course their political agendas and things come into them. That's a part of being an independent developer, because you get to put your own values into your game that you've created, right? So sometimes they can put them into established games, you know, franchise games, like with the God of War series, and a few other games that have had it injected, like, of course, the Suicide Squad as of recent. So that is definitely an issue, and it's going to be... basically down to, you know, play the games that you want to support, do your research every time you buy a game or think about buying a game, you know, look it up, find out, you know, who made the game, all that kind of stuff, and make sure that, I mean, they don't necessarily have to be 100% with your values, because that's just fucking stupid. There's a lot of developers in the adult gaming sphere with very progressive values. And we may not or never agree on certain things, and it's probably best not to even bring them up. Like, some of my political beliefs, like, who gives a shit when it comes to the games, right? Like, I don't care if the developer of, for instance... the developer of Treasure of Nadia, maybe he feels different about politics than I do, right? Well, that's fine, because everybody's allowed to believe differently in politics. Like, nobody really has that same view, and even if they do, it's going to have different, like, variations. It's almost like religion in a way. Because, you know, when it comes to religion, you know, people that follow religion, there's certain things that they'll be like, okay, well, that's all right, or that's not. And that's always down to a personal kind of thing, right? So when it comes down to politics, it's the same thing. So even if that guy's like, oh, yeah, he's more in line with my values, there's probably some things of his that he doesn't like. However, what if I told you, let's just spitball. And say that the guy that makes these games, the Treasures of Nadia and stuff like that, that we play on here, let's say he doesn't like the anime and the waifu stuff. Let's say he thinks the arrow gaze is a little rough, and he thinks that the waifus are underage. Now we're not saying that he does, but let's just say that this is a thing that he believes in. Is that going to stop you from playing Treasures of Nadia and the Genesis Order in his future games? No. It's not going to stop me. I don't care what the guy thinks of that. I play the Errol Gay games and I play his games. If he doesn't like my values, that's fine. He doesn't have to like my values and things that I enjoy. I don't have to like his things. That's the part of, like, back in the day, that's just how it went. Like, the internet needs to kind of learn how we did things back in the day. It's like, oh, well, I don't really feel this way about that. Okay, well, that's fine. Like, you don't have to sit there and fight with somebody time after time after time to try to convince them. If they think your waifus are underage and you're a pedophile or whatever, then that's their thing. I mean, you know you're not. And a lot of people that like the waifus and whatever, they're not. But this person, you know, they're able to think what they want. If that's what they think, that's what they think. You can't change people. It's not worth it to change people. If somebody's got it in their head that you're a degenerate, or somebody's got it in their head that you're a based person, and you have yet to prove them otherwise, then that's just how they are. That's how they're going to see things. And you can't expect to change them, because it's just the way they are. We shouldn't be trying to change people either. That's one thing I don't like. That's the thing that we didn't like about the hardcore progressives. Remember, the hardcore progressives, they say, well, we need this, 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 and this, and this. This has to be in this, and this has to be in this, and that has to be in this, because we're trying to change people's minds on that. And I'm saying, no, let people have their own content. If they want to have more conservative content and they believe anime is bad and all that, then let them have that, you know? And if there's people out there that believe in other things that you might not like, I don't like the drag queens or whatever. I mean, again, that's not my thing. I don't like it. But, I mean, you're not going to change these people on it. Like, you're not going to, I mean, the worst it comes to is the violence. And the people that end up in trouble are you. You're the one that ends up in trouble. Like, you think, oh, I'll get rid of the, you know, say you go crazy. And you're like, hey, I'm gonna get rid of this this drag queen story hour for good. And you get rid of the local drag queen. Well, what happens is the police drag you out of your home and you are in a place where you no longer have freedom. I know it sucks, but that's what happens when you take somebody's life, right? Like, yeah, you might not, I mean, I don't like that idea of the drag queen story hour. I don't like that idea. But you know what I would do? I would get my kids out of there if I didn't like it. There's so many other ways to get your children proper education. And it may not be with the public school system. Maybe you want to private school your kids. I've known several very intelligent privately schooled kids that read book after book after book after book. And they were smart. So it's not just, they're stupid. No. Introduce them to literature. Introduce them to, you know, computers, programs, things like that, early gaming sometimes. Sometimes stuff like that can help. It can spark interest, you know? And then they go on to maybe becoming something great. So I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing now, but... I mean, I am talking, so it really doesn't matter at this point. But yeah, like, that's how I feel about all this. I think too many people are just fighting, and it's ridiculous. You can't try to change people. If people don't like your content, you know, you just block them. And when I say content, I mean anything you put on the internet, because it's all looked at as data and content to any company you can think of. So, we're all making content. Whether it's a post, whether it's a video, whether it's a meme. It's always going to be, and when I say post, I mean like a text post. You know, I texted something on X, or I texted something on Facebook or Instagram. I posted a picture of my waifu. It's content. It's all content. Yes, I know creating content might not be something that suits you, but we're all doing it right now. I just have a channel to create content, but that doesn't mean that the content I create elsewhere isn't content. Anything you post, anything you type to the world is content. It's a form of content. So, yeah, like I said, guys, it doesn't matter. I still think the internet was one of the worst things because, yes, it brought us all together, but it also separated us by putting too many voices out there at once, right? So there's a lot of people that would probably be doing decently in life, but they're not, and they'd probably be a little happier, I guess you could say, in retrospect, if there wasn't some of the voices out there. But it's also safe to say that if not for some voices, some people would be much, much worse off. So you have to fight all those dinosaurs. Okay. Ooh, it's a little hard. Oh wow, I found some more dinos. All right, there we go. Yep, that's the boss. All right, so I'm not ready to fight him yet. It's interesting, but they don't let you fight every dinosaur, so you can't really farm. And you want to use sodas. I'm going to beat this level and then probably end. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. Like I said, we just got to understand that the indie market is the biggest market ever right now. It's taken over all of gaming. And it's good. Because a lot of people say, well, we see the woke and diverse content they're trying to push in. But at the same time, there's still a lot of devs, like in the wholesome, that have very progressive views, too. So it's not just like, oh, the independent is going to save gaming. No, you're going to have that stuff anyway. I mean, there's some SBI games, DEI, whatever you want to call it, that are indies, like Hyper Light Breaker, for example, and Tales of Azu, or whatever. It was the African Metroidvania. That was another one. Those are both indie games by small developers. So, yeah, guys, it's still going to be a thing. It's not going to just change or bring gaming into some based aspect that you think it should all be in. But, you know, it will stop us from a lot of the, hopefully, microtransactions and DLC. Well, DLCs are okay, I guess. They were crazy, but now they're not so bad. I'm even going to buy the DLC quest for Bloodstained. Today's Sunday, so tomorrow. It'll come out on Monday. So that'll be pretty... No, it comes out on Tuesday. It does come out on Tuesday. Let's see, it's June... Yep, it comes out on Tuesday. So damn, I might not be able to play it for a while. That's okay. But, you know, it's a cool thing. I'm glad that it's going to be a thing. It's only like $10, and it's a full quest. So I'm looking forward to that. And, of course, the big thing... Well, I mean, you can't even really get rid of that. Because the gacha games, like the Honkai Star Rail and ZZZ and all this other shit, that's going to continue. Like, Genshin, all that shit is going to continue. They're making too much money. Like, those are the biggest companies in gaming, somewhat... But PAL World was nice to see. It's nice to see the indies, like Helldivers. Yes, they did that stupid online thing, but I think they dropped it. I don't know. But I've seen young gamers complaining about stuff like that. Because there was one gamer, both these guys fairly young, and I mean fairly young, were talking about the Helldivers incident. And one of them, of course, he was big on. He's like, man, I'm ready to get on and play Helldivers. And the other guy's like, well, don't you know it's like always online internet? And I was like, oh, you know, well, I'm DRM-free kind of gamer. And I'm like not for always online internet. Even though my internet's always on now, which is bizarre. But I just leave it on, right? It's not something I feel I need to turn off. It doesn't really change my gaming at all, so I just kind of leave it on. But, he was basically saying always online has to be a thing with the game now and all that. And, this young man was really stressing his upset with the always online requirement. And I'm like, wow, well, that's kind of cool. You know, a very young man, he might be 18, 19 years old, that's fairly young, was talking about his frustration with this. So maybe that's a good sign. I mean, obviously, he doesn't speak for every young man, but a lot of young men that are gamers, and I mean core gamers, not the basketball and shooty games, I'm talking about the football, you know what I mean. There's a lot of not just gonna, you know. But, the people don't play the ball and the shooty games. The people that just do the hardcore, the core gaming, I guess you could say, those are the ones that seem to be getting upset with this, because that actually matters. A lot of the shooty and the ball-based games, those are all gonna be, online requirement-type games anyway, by nature. That's just the way they're built. They're built to play with friends online. That's kind of the whole purpose for those games. But the indie market doesn't seem like it's doing that. I don't even think you have to be online to play PAL World, if I'm not mistaken. Somebody can definitely correct me in that if they've gotten this far in the video. But, you know, it's good to see these indies coming out and doing something and just really showing the AAA industry, hey, we can do it too. We don't need you guys to do it. And of course, there's all these remakes and remasters. We didn't need the remaster of Yooka-Laylee, but making it play better will probably be a plus, because a lot of people said that it was very confusing, and they added an in-game currency, which was an issue. Just a lot of stuff that, you know, should have been there in the beginning. And also that Sonic and Shadow thing was kind of cool, because, like, they took a remastered game again, like I said, and added more to it. That's cool. I like that. That's a neat idea. That gives us more than just a remaster. It gives us a whole new fucking quest. That's worth my money. So, I mean, ultimately, I'm not that upset. I don't think, again, I said I don't think that the Growl needs to be, I don't think there needs to be a sequel. I can play Mark of the Wolves on my arcade Pandora's box, or I can play it on my Super Console X, or my other, I've got two Super Console X's. I've got one in the living room, and I've got one here in the dungeon. And, of course, the Super Console X that I've got here in the dungeon is the newest model, and it's got a lot of cool stuff on it, so I basically don't have to worry about not having a, you know, arcade and stuff like that. Of course, I think I have several arcade games right on my phone, so I could play that right on my phone if I wanted to. And I like the idea that they cel-shaded the characters and they did something kind of new to it, but, you know, like, I just don't think you could beat Fatal Fury. Like, we're going back to Fatal Fury after all these years. I know that there's probably some businessmen, or Arabic businessmen, you know, that they bought it over in Dubai. That's like, you know, I grew up with Fatal Fury and I want to play. I'm not trying to sound Arabic there, but it's like, you know, I like Fatal Fury and I want to bring Fatal Fury back. And I get it. Like, you do want to see Fatal Fury again. But is it going to be the same Fatal Fury? Like, is it going to have that vibe? Because Fatal Fury didn't have that many characters. It wasn't King of Fighters just yet. You know, King of Fighters, of course, had all kinds of people and it revolutionized fighting games forever. But Fatal Fury was just something different. You know, there's even OVA for you old anime fans like me, there's even some OVAs of Fatal Fury, like anime, that you can watch. That just goes back to show you, that just shows you how far back it goes. So yeah, it's a good time to be a gamer, but it's also a bad time. If you were expecting these great big companies to bring you things, like, stop. Just stop it, okay? Because their big goal is to milk what they know sells, and they're only going to do that. You want Mega Man from Capcom? They know Resident Evil sells, though. They know Monster Hunter sells more. Mega Man 11 did not sell as many copies as the Monster Hunter games. And I know some of you are really upset about that, but we have to face the facts. The Legacy Collection, the X Collection, the Zero Collection, the Battle Network Collection. Those may have sold decently, but they didn't sell enough as much as Monster Hunter. And they didn't sell as much as the Resident Evil games have sold over the past number of years. Okay, so we've got to really think about this logically. You got to think about it in sales units. And I know you don't want to, but you have to. Street Fighter 5 must have been really good because it sold well. Street Fighter 6, you know, that was their big announcement of having that DLC round, that edition. People thought it was going to be a Resident Evil thingy. Well, you know, there's still July. Capcom can pull anything out of their ass. But right now, we don't know. Sony, they did their little thing. You know, Xbox, they're going to have probably their Call of Duty. You know, that's pretty much it. I mean, you guys know what to expect for the most part. You may get some reveals, but you may find progressive woke stuff, and you may be like, well, fuck it anyway. And then you'll go to your indies, because there's probably going to be some older base developers that are like, you know what, even if they are progressive, they're like, you know, even if I'm progressive, I don't want to push my values in my game. I just want to make a fun fucking game. And there's people that are totally out there like that, that'll be like, okay, you know, here's my platformer. There's probably so many devs that I've talked to that just do not agree with my politics. And I don't give a shit, but they've made great games that I've probably bought. And when I say probably, I mean like I've bought their games, but I'm saying I've probably bought the games from those devs that have those views. And I'm pretty sure some people are nodding their heads like, yeah. But yeah, I know I've bought games from those devs. I know I have. And again, I'm not going to be like, oh no, I supported the woke! Because it was a fun game, right? Like, I can't take back an experience that I enjoyed because some dev pulled some woke shit out of his ass, right? Like, it is what it is. Oh, so-and-so likes Black Lives Matter or whatever. I don't give a shit. Oh, they like the LGBT. I don't give a shit, you know? If they're not parading it all over the place, hey, guys, let's all be getting, you know, if they're not doing that, you know, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, fine, put some, I mean, even if there's one thing in there, like, it won't break me from a game. It's only when the whole goddamn game is nothing but an agenda push, that's when I'm like, I don't want it, right? That's not my thing. That's not the kind of progressive that I'm talking about. You know, that's far leftism. That's like radical. That's radical leftism, right? That's what that is, radical left. I'm not talking about progressivism. Progressivism is having Lady Death as a strong female character. That's progressive. Progressivism is having, like, Vampirella and all these other characters that are hot, but they're fighters. They're not... They don't, oh, I chipped my nail! No, they don't do that. They'll fucking kick your ass, right? Or they'll take a fucking possessed nightmare sword and just destroy you, right? So, yeah, that's what progressive looked like. And, of course, progressive was rebelling against the women needing to look like traditional 1950s, not show anything. I do think we went a little too far with that, though. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, I've looked at X. And I may have talked about this before, but I need to talk about it again. I actually made a social media post about this, but I want to explain it a little further. So, I was in the adult industry at one time. I covered my face. I didn't even show my face, all right? So, there was only the unmentionables. And I did fairly well. I was on a small site. Well, not too small. People have heard of it. But anyway, all that stuff was easy to take off and all that because it wasn't a big deal. Like, I didn't show my face. Nobody knew who I was. It wasn't, you know, any of that situation. So that was handled. It was all, you know, it's all over and done with. It's gone. But, one thing I did notice when I went to X is all these young people. Like, I was in my 30s when I was kind of doing this stuff. And these people are in their early 20s. Like, some of them might not be able to drink yet. And it's all over X, all right? So you go on to X. You see, like, a hot woman in your feed, like maybe a model, because I like the old school porn models, and I like the bimbo girls, you know, I always have like the bimbo Barbie kind of look. I know it's freaky, but I've always liked it, you know, I've had a thing for that since the days of Chelsea Charms, and you know, stuff like that. Of course, it wasn't as pronounced as it is now. One thing I remember Drex and Nick talking about is that, like, first it was the boobs, then it was the butt, and now it's everything. And I'm like, some of them can pull off that little Jessica Rabbit cartoon look okay, all right? And of course, some of you guys know I like the ripped muscle chicks too. But again, like, I don't mind that. Like, that's fine. Like, but sometimes it goes a little overboard, you know? And that can be, like, not so interesting to me. But, so I click on one of these girls, right? And I'm like, okay, sure, I'd like to see some more stuff from her. And then all of a sudden you see, like, other girls that she's posting on her official, like, either it's her PR person or it's her, but basically different girls, right? And you basically go from girl to girl to girl. It's like a portal. You go from one girl, you click on her, and then you find other ones. And then all of a sudden, soon enough, you're seeing just random, regular, everyday women showing everything, doing everything. You know, when I was younger, we had like a porn star. You know, you had this flash and flare and mystery and intrigue and all this kind of thing. And they had these special names. And sometimes the girls, I mean, they always do use those kinds of names. on the X platform to hide who they are. But do you really hide who you are when you're showing your face in a, like, and other parts? Like, you're not just, okay, let's be honest, guys. Like, you can go through there and you can look at 100-150 vaginas in like an hour or two. That's literally just how much it is. And I'm like, dude, that might be a problem. Like, I don't know if women should really be just posting themselves like a market. It's like a market. It's like, here's my vagina and mine and mine and mine and mine and mine. It's like, would you make me pregnant? Would you do this? Would you do that? Would you do this? Would you do that? And I'm also honestly getting to the point where I'm like, would you put some clothes on? And I know that sounds crazy because I like not safe for work games and creators and stuff like that. But it's getting to the point where there's just so much of that that you lose the sense of mystery. It's like, you know, and you don't feel like it's not, it doesn't have the star power. Like, this is, like, I don't want to just use Chelsea Charms, but let's see. I'm trying to think of some of the girls that I used to like. Maybe, you know, Jenna Jameson. Like, you'd look at her and you'd be like, oh, wow, she's a fox, right? And she wouldn't just go right, and I'm sure some of you guys on Pornhub would say different, but in a lot of the videos that they show them clips from, there's more than that. You know, she comes out, she's usually, you know, dressed stunning and all that sort of thing. Like, she's a bombshell, right? And you don't really get that. You're basically just seeing these girls at home, like, showing everything, doing everything. Do you wish it was you? It's like, honestly, lady, I don't fucking know you, you know? And a lot of guys are like, oh, yeah, I'm horny. It's like, look, even if you have a great big ass or large tits or whatever, I still gotta know who the hell I'm even getting with, right? Like, say I had the chance. It's like, would it even be something I was remotely okay with personally? And people are like, well, Grim, yeah, you have a dick. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you stick your dick in crazy because you may regret it later. And as I've gotten to be an older man, I realize that. But look at that ass. Yes, but look at that child support, right? There's so many things that you think about when you get older that you may not understand when you're younger and you're thinking with the little head instead of the big one. You know, as Terrence Pop talked about all the time. You gotta think with the head on the top and not the bottom. So it's like that. You gotta get to know somebody. You gotta talk to them. You can't just fuck these people and think they're gonna be your wife or something. Like, that person may destroy your life. You know, we've talked about this in the Red Pill community before. And it's important to know. Like, and we're not saying that they will. But I'm just saying that random hookups with people can be a very dangerous thing. Especially when we've got, like, STDs. There's one person that got a new sexually transmitted version of ringworm. Yeah, sexually transmitted version of ringworm. This is new. This has never happened before. And I've got an article about that, which I'll probably share later on in the month. But it is something I definitely want to bring your attention to because, yeah, we're getting STDs that are starting to turn into, like, super gonorrhea, and now we've got to worry about funguses and stuff like that because people are really having a lot of unprotected, crazy sex with a lot of people. You know, the body counts are climbing because if they weren't, we wouldn't be having these sorts of deals. We wouldn't be having these kinds of issues. People are just, you know, it's really an odd situation. So, you have to be prepared for this. You know, it is the age of decadence, as one might say. And, things are going to get crazy. This is the decline. You know, it's a slow decline. Things are getting higher and people are getting hornier because they're more lonely. Because they're not communicating. I talked about that with a guy I was working with. You know, we were basically saying, you know, we don't really want to go out because we work in the warehouse, but sometimes we have to work on the floor. And I don't like working on the floor because if you say the wrong thing, if you know, we're older. We have a different kind of humor. And some of these older guys, they get it. They understand what I'm talking about. I love talking with people my own age because they understand where the fuck I'm coming from. So when I'm working with these guys about my age and I can talk about this kind of stuff, they understand why I'm upset. Because TikTok is everywhere. If you say something stupid, they'll put you on TikTok and you won't even know it. You got 100,000 views, whatever. You got the whole damn internet wanting to kill you because you said something. Or you did something. Or you look funny. Or whatever. It don't matter. And it's a really odd, scary time to be. They're like, oh, that guy looked at me funny. I'm going to put him on the internet. Or that guy said that. Or they were talking and they said this. You know, you don't want the whole internet and crazy people coming after you because of something you said on, like, at work or whatever. You know, like hanging out, you know, with your buddies or even in the break room. You're going in there, you know, chopping it up and kaboom, they got you. You know, they got you. It's there forever. You know, and I said that's why I miss a lot of the times before all this shit. Where I can play games that look like this and you didn't have to worry about all the crazy stuff that goes on today. And a lot of people say, well, if you just acted like, yeah, but at the same time, I'm a different generation. So I can't just conform to the ideals of this generation because I didn't grow up in this generation. You know, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s. So I don't understand this generation. I don't follow a lot of this generation, right? That's not me. That's never gonna be me because things have changed so drastically over the past 30 years. You know, I'm hitting 40 years of living. I'll be 39 next year. 39, that's crazy, right? Almost 40 years of living. Some of you guys are in your 50s. Some of you guys are hitting your 60s, I know. It's a different time. I work with men in their 60s, and I have talked about this with them, and they don't like it at all. They don't like any of this stuff. So I'm telling you guys, what we are becoming is not overly good. If the older generations, like some people say, well, those older generations had the wherewithal to fucking fight for their rights. Because the man I'm talking about, he's a old jarhead, Marine. He knows all about that stuff. He's in his 60s, still stout, you know. And he's talked about going to all these different, he's, man, you go to the, he told me, he said, you go to the Philippines when you retire, you're going to love it. Yeah, if it was back then. But now all you passport or former passport bros know that they have inflated the value of the women over there. So a lot of guys, you know, in their 50s or whatever, they can't get the girl like that anymore because she knows she can get better. She knows that she's going to go for better now. This is all things that happen with the internet. You bring all these men to this island, or section of islands. Sorry, I know there are some Filipinos here. Section of islands, and you say, hey, here's these women. And they all get on boats and planes and ships and come over and get all these girls. They're like, well, I can go get this guy. Why am I messing around with this guy, right? So you overinflate their value. It's not good. There was a woman, an older woman, that posted a DM message she had with another man. And basically, the man DM'd her a card to give her, like, money and shit. And she's like, I don't want your money. And he's like, well, if you don't want my money, then what else do you want me to give you? He's like, you're so beautiful, I want to give you something. And he wasn't talking about sex, he was just talking about giving her shit. Like, whatever she wanted, he was going to give it to her because she was so beautiful. And yes, we can say the word simp, but we gotta see the problem. That's a problem. Like, there's a lot of problems in society right now. There's too many problems in society right now.
You know? And it's not overly good. We are not in the best point of humanity. We are long past our peak. I am letting you guys know this. I have talked to people that were in the peak of America that remembers when we were a much different country. And now they're just really upset. And they're even talking about maybe some kind of bad times. Let's just say bad times. They're thinking about bad times. And I'm like, really? I mean, when a former Marine who fought several years ago, several decades ago for freedom, tells me, hey, we're looking at some possible bad times, how do you think I feel? I don't feel too good. But I'm not saying he's wrong either. I agreed. There's probably going to be some rough times ahead. And, you know, that's why I always tell you guys, enjoy the decline on every video. Because we do want you to enjoy these times. We don't want you doing stupid shit, going in there talking about how you're going to fight the government, how you're going to do all this and that. No, you're not going to do all this and that. It's not going to happen. Everybody that said they're going to fight the government, you know what? I mean, look what happened to Coach Red Pill. He said something about Russia, and they took care of him. Yeah. You just got to watch yourself on here. You can't be going over there saying you're going to be a tough guy. You know, that's stupid. There's feds all over the place. Probably feds watch my content. Again, I hope you like it. I hope you get something out of it. I'm sure there might actually be feds that do get something out of my content. Man, that guy's actually good. If he read audiobooks, he might be a pretty good, like... I mean, it's something I considered, honestly. Some people said I should read audiobooks because my comics are pretty good. And the naughty game, the spicy games, we'll call them. Yeah. But... I mean, it's coming to, you know, like I said, we're coming to a rough period in history, and I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I see a lot of young men that I worry about because some of them are really unhinged, and they kind of scare me. And when I was young growing up, I was kind of unhinged because I was coming from an unhinged environment, like a broken home in that, right? I don't know what's going on with these men's home life, and it's not for me to talk to about, because these men, they don't do like they used to. They don't talk about their home life and shit like that. They don't really mention a lot of that. But there are some that worry me a little bit, because they've got an interest in arms, and they've got a little bit of a, you know, a switch, right? Like, they go from, holy shit, that dude just blew up. And, oh yeah, I got my moments, you know, where I get a little crazy. But at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, you know, calm down. It's not worth it. But these guys don't have that calm down switch. As a matter of fact, their brains haven't evolved to understand. Like, isn't it like 25, I believe? So they still don't have all the rational reasoning yet. And it takes a while to actually process, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe this isn't a good idea, because they don't have all that part of their brain developed yet. And it's even worse in these young women that I'm talking about. We've got a lot of young, unhinged women who are depressed and doing a lot of sex work. And I mean the kind where they're, you know, the meat market. Like I said, it's like a meat market. And then, of course, you have the young men that are unhinged and wanting to fight the government and all the guns and all the, you know, it's a little crazy. We're in really crazy times here. And gaming is all in the center of it. And, you know, a lot of people play games on both ends. That's one thing that's very important to note. The crazy, the women that are doing the meat market on OnlyFans, they are gamers. They are definitely playing games. And the crazy unhinged government guys, whatever, they're gamers too. So,
games kind of bring us all together, whether we're fully functioning or missing a few cans here and there. Games bring us together. Gaming is important, and I think gaming could be a thing that dissuades young men and women from going a little bit too crazy. So, I mean, there has been some things. One of the guys, he showed me something about a trans pew-pew incident. I don't know about all that. I'll have that information probably for you again with DP. Will that be... Let's see. Damn, are we coming to the end of June? No. Hell no. I'll have that for you on June 14th. So I'll be talking about that incident, because I know that's going to be important, and it might even be our cover story. But yeah, guys, that's pretty much all I got. I hope you guys enjoyed this one or got something out of it. Let me see, my beer, it's not even gone yet. I still got half a beer. And it's probably getting warm because I don't have any AC on in here. Alright, so that'll be the last of that beer. It wasn't much. Nice and stout. Didn't hit me as hard the second, third time around. First time I had a Guinness, I thought it was pretty hard. And now it doesn't really bother me so much. But alright, let me go ahead and beat this T-Rex up and then I'll quit this one. Alright, let's fight this bastard. Moves. Two turns slash for massive damage. Lower defenses. If it even lets you do it. Debuff. His mouth is open. Don't attack now. Ow. Well, you can't then. Do we have to use the buffs? Ooh. Stun isn't very effective. Magic points restored. Raise that cost attack. That shit doesn't seem to work. So I'm just gonna have him attack. Oh, damn it. Now you can't attack him. This is a pain in the ass boss. Oh, shit. Flute Cop just attacked and he lowered our attack again. So you gotta go back to Enrage. Yeah, for Axe Cop. hold on. Close its mouth. Damn, he does not do any damage. Damn it. I'm gonna die. That was hard. That was freaking hard. Woo! I think I didn't play that battle right. And there's really no way to level. Like, that's one thing I wanted to explain to you guys here. There's no way to level. Because all the dinosaurs' heads are on stakes. So you can't actually fight dinosaurs to gain any higher levels. I've beaten 18 of 18 dinosaurs, and now I've unlocked the path to fight the T-Rex. But you can't level any higher than 4. So there's no way to beat him unless you're at level. I mean, that does bring some difficulty, which is great. But it makes the boss battles more of a pain in the ass than they need to be. Because, you know, having a certain or a set enemy limit means you can only go so high. Like, it does suck. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Drunken Rants when I got some more stuff to rant about. Stay tuned.